Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, August 12th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of sports news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is...
Weary in the Game, Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award to be featured in EA Sports College Football 26. Gamers and fans of EA Sports College Football can now compete for the prestigious Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award in the latest release, EA Sports College Football 26. This new partnership with the American Heart Association aims to promote health awareness and honor top college football coaches. The game's Dynasty Mode allows players to vie for the National Coach of the Year title alongside other iconic awards like the Heisman Trophy. The annual Bryant Awards program, now in its 40th year, recognizes coaching excellence while fundraising for heart disease and stroke research. The 2025 winner will be revealed in January 2026 in Houston, Texas. Coach Bryant's legacy of coaching excellence lives on through this collaboration, emphasizing the importance of heart health in a gaming setting. For more information, visit bryantawards.org.
What's the future of Swan Park in South Baltimore? The future of Swan Park in South Baltimore is still uncertain, despite initial plans to replace it with new blocks as part of the Port Covington development. The 11-acre park, known for its sports facilities, has been a staple in the community for decades. Closed in 2007 due to arsenic contamination, Swan Park underwent remediation and renovation before reopening in 2010. It features a baseball field, football soccer field, and softball baseball fields, along with a bath and field house. A monument honoring former Mayor Thomas Swan and the park's baseball history was installed in 2019. The Baltimore Peninsula Development Team is now proposing a land swap between Swan Park and West Covington Park, sparking discussions about the park's future. Stay tuned for updates on this evolving situation.
Midtown Park and Ultra Padel join forces to debut the largest padel club in the U.S. Rosso Development and Midtown Development, in partnership with Ultra Padel, are unveiling Ultra Club Midtown, the largest padel club in the U.S. Located at the future site of Midtown Park in Miami, this two-acre pop-up destination will feature 11 state-of-the-art outdoor padel courts and three children's courts, along with amenities like food and beverage options. Ultra Padel's CEO, Guillermo Barragan, expressed excitement about creating a world-class social hub for Miami's community. The club will cater to players of all skill levels and serve as a preview of what's to come at Midtown Park. This project is part of a larger development plan that includes luxury residences, office space, dining, retail, and art programming, all designed to enhance the lifestyle of residents and visitors alike.
Investor news breaks: ECGI Holdings Inc., OTC portfolio company Payday Fantasy, to launch NFL, NCAAF Play, and Marketplace. ECGI Holdings Inc., a diversified holding company, announced that its portfolio company, Payday Fantasy, will launch NFL and NCAA football data for fantasy play, along with a fantasy sports marketplace. The timing coincides with the NFL season's start to drive adoption and brand recognition. Payday Fantasy plans a marketing campaign to accelerate user growth during football's peak. The global fantasy sports market, valued at $24.8 billion in 2024, is projected to exceed $56 billion by 2030. ECGI Holdings focuses on early-stage startups in AI, healthcare tech, blockchain, and more through its Uplist Ventures initiative. Current investments include Payday Fantasy, True to Form, Pacific Saddlery, and Vintner's Caldera Ranch. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Investor news breaks: Newton Golf Company NWTG to host webcast and investor Q&A after Q2 2025 results. Newton Golf Company Inc., a technology-forward golf company trading on the NASDAQ under the symbol NWTG, will be hosting a webcast and investor Q&A session following the release of its second quarter 2025 financial results. Formerly known as Saks Parent, Newton Golf focuses on performance-driven innovation by applying Newtonian principles to create precision-engineered golf clubs. The company's mission is to empower golfers with scientifically advanced equipment that maximizes consistency and accuracy. Investors can find the latest news and updates on NWTG in the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform that provides press release syndication services for private and public companies, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets and demographics.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.